Hello, this is your Polycast for Thursday, July 21st, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, some Minnesota Republicans in Cleveland want a more humble Trump, and a few already have their eyes on 2018. It was another contentious night in Cleveland last night. Ted Cruz congratulated Donald Trump for winning the nomination, but he stopped just short of saying he wanted Trump to win. He called on people to vote their conscience, but didn't say they should vote for Trump. The crowd booed loudly as he left the stage. Trump takes the same stage tonight at the Republican convention, with now an even tougher job of uniting Republicans. Some Minnesotans in Cleveland would like to hear him apologize for months of rude comments he made about the other Republican candidates. Mark Zedeklik reports.
Christopher Rush of Woodbury is a convention alternate. He was a supporter of Senator Ted Cruz and says he doesn't know if he'll be able to vote for Donald Trump. He is also unhappy about the way Trump conducted himself to win the Republican nomination.
I personally would like apologies for calling Ted Cruz a liar for months, and apologize saying maybe I didn't do some of that right. His offense went deep. Like, he didn't just like win a primary by like policy. It was offensive.
Fellow Minnesota alternate Nick Balsamo of Monticello agrees.
If he were to come out and apologize for some of that stuff that he lied about those people and that he was wrong about.
The two also question Trump's commitment to the Constitution. Mark Zedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio News, Cleveland.
The Minnesota contingent at the Republican convention is a mix of party regulars and motivated newcomers. There are also some up-and-coming Minnesota politicians getting lots of face time with the Republican activists who are likely to be involved in selecting future nominees for governor and other high offices. After all, the 2018 campaign is fast approaching. From Cleveland, Brian Baxt has the story.
Chris Tiedemann is at his fifth Republican convention, so he's seen plenty of future statewide candidates blended into the delegations. Stepping outside a Minnesota gathering in Cleveland, Tiedemann says that's likely the case this time, too.
This is a good place to be if you're thinking about running for governor.
How many 2018ers do you see in there?
There's probably a handful. I'm not going to speculate, but there's probably a handful.
Inside that room were Minnesota House Speaker Kirk Dowd, Congressman and 2010 gubernatorial nominee Tom Emmer, State Representative Matt Dean, and Republican Party Chairman Keith Downey. If they are interested in running for governor, they're not talking about it yet. It's a delicate dance because no one wants to be seen as looking beyond the election in front of them. Direct questions about 2018 interest drew responses like this one from Downey, a former state legislator from Edina.
We're very intentionally on all fronts thinking only about November 2016. We got one mission, that's to hold the Minnesota House, regain a majority in the Minnesota Senate, and try to advance our congressional delegation from Minnesota.
Kurt Dowd and Tom Emmer are keeping busy schedules at the convention. They've spent time mingling with Minnesota delegates and have networked at events featuring leaders from other states. Yesterday, Dowd was at a luncheon with U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan. Earlier in the week, he was part of a discussion on how states could address public health costs of diabetes, sitting on a panel with Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin and Terry Branstad of Iowa. But as to whether Dowd wants to be a governor too?
After the next election, we're going to have to focus on governing, so I'm not sure that I'm going to probably even think about it real soon, but thank you for the question.
Matt Dean is a Delwood legislator and former House Majority Leader. He is attending as a guest of his wife, Laura, a convention delegate. Like Dowd, he says his focus is on maintaining a Republican House majority that is a check on DFL Governor Mark Dayton. He won't dispute at least giving some thought to a 2018 statewide run.
I think everybody does, and, just where you're going to serve and how you're going to serve next and where you fit in the best. But very clearly, the state is not heading in the right direction right now with the leadership that we currently have.
Back in Minnesota, Dean is aiming to travel to and assist GOP candidates in at least two legislative districts a week, one in the suburbs and one farther from home. It's the type of groundwork that can pay off later. Delegate Becky Hall of Duluth says while it's early, she knows the courtship is quietly underway.
And these delegates and alternates and their guests are probably the most active folks in GOP politics back in Minnesota. So they go back to their districts and they say, oh, I had this conversation with this person, that person, and the word just kind of spreads about who they are and what they stand for. So it's smart to come here and develop those relationships with these activists.
In 2000, Republican Norm Coleman was 2 years removed from a defeat in the Minnesota governor's election. While at the party's presidential convention in Philadelphia, he disclosed he had formed an exploratory committee for a second run. Loyalists saw it as a preemptive strike to discourage competition, though Coleman ultimately ran for and won a seat in the U.S. Senate 2 years later. Coleman says no one should count on getting a leg up at the national convention, but they can try for a head start.
Campaigns today, even on the fundraising side, are national. You can run for governor, you have to raise money both in Minnesota and outside. And so from a networking perspective, it's good to kind of connect with folks from some other states and other places.
Tim Pawlenty also made the rounds at that convention in Philadelphia. A state legislator at the time, he would run for Minnesota governor in 2002 and win. Pawlenty's 2006 re-election victory is the last time a Republican has won a statewide race in Minnesota. Covering politics, I'm Brian Baxt, Minnesota Public Radio News, Cleveland.
Here in Minnesota, officials in Governor Mark Dayton's administration say the state should look at strengthening its renewable energy law. Minnesota is on track to meet a requirement of 25% renewable electricity generation by 2025, but that has not been enough to help reach another state goal, a major reduction in the greenhouse gas emissions linked to climate change. Elizabeth Dunbar has more.
Republicans and Democrats came together back in 2007 to act on climate change. The Minnesota legislature passed goals that, at the time, were among the most ambitious in the country. And then Governor Tim Pawlenty signed them into law. The Next Generation Energy Act set goals of a 15% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2015, 30% by 2025, and an 80% reduction by 2050. But the state missed its 2015 target and is not on track to meet the other goals. Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith says that has to change.
We want to not only be making progress on this, I think that Minnesota wants to be leading on this again, and we have lost that leadership.
Smith spoke yesterday at a gathering of leaders from state government, nonprofits, and businesses that are part of a project called Climate Solutions and Economic Opportunities. Participants have been working since November 2014 to find ways to get the state back on track with its climate goals. Besides considering a 50% renewable energy standard, Smith, a Democrat, says the state must continue down the path of retiring coal-fired power plants and repowering some of them with natural gas.
If we do this, moving away from coal will get us 13% closer to our emissions goals, and it will have significant health and economic benefits for our state.
Smith is citing numbers from a report put together by the Environmental Quality Board that studied which policies would be cost-effective in reducing emissions. The report used detailed analyses from a consulting firm to reach its conclusions. While generating electricity is the biggest source of Minnesota's greenhouse gas emissions, transportation and agriculture also contribute. Combined, these three areas account for 85% of the state's emissions. In the near term, the electricity sector is where most of the reductions should come from, according to the report. Neil Young with the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development says the state will come out ahead with improvements in renewable energy and energy efficiency.
Many of the policy options can be a win-win for the economy and for the environment.
Adding wind and solar could create jobs. A Deed study found that the renewable energy sector currently employs over 15,000 Minnesotans. But the promise of jobs has not generated bipartisan support for raising the state's renewable energy standard. The GOP chair of the committee overseeing energy in the Minnesota House says there likely won't be enough support in the legislature for a 50% renewable energy standard.
There's been bipartisan opposition to that for the reasons of reliability and cost. Most of our renewable energy is wind, and while wind is very low in cost, it's not reliable. We can't count on it.
State Representative Pat Garofalo of Farmington adds he doesn't expect enough support for a higher renewable standard, regardless of which party controls the House after the November election. Even if the energy standards don't change, some in state government believe their agencies should try to reduce greenhouse gas emissions on their own. Matt Mathman is commissioner of the Department of Administration, which oversees state-owned buildings and vehicles.
We need to look at all of these functions that we are responsible for in state government and recognize that we are one of the biggest customers. We're one of the biggest actors that needs to walk the talk.
The Dayton administration has created a new state Office of Enterprise Sustainability to find ways to reduce emissions. Reporting on the environment, Elizabeth Dunbar, Minnesota Public Radio News.
And that's your Polycast for this Thursday, the final day of the Republican National Convention. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.